Coach, what do you want to say about the quarterback situation this morning?
I'm proud of both of them, you know. We obviously, Peyton did a great job early in the season before we went through the injury. Brock's done a great job with this football team. Yesterday it took both of them. It's taken all of us all year long, like I said yesterday after the game. So just very proud of both of them and the job they've done. And now we got to get ready to go here. So we got a big second season coming up. Looking forward to it.
What would you say about the starter for the playoffs?
I won't say anything. You know, like I said, I'm proud of our football team. They've got a few days off here. I've got a lot of things I need to do as a coach right now. I'm still up there trying to evaluate a lot of things, and so I got nothing for you today. You know, so we'll get ready to go and we'll go back to work Thursday.
How it's going to work?
How it's going to work?
How are you going to make the decision? Are you going to do it this week before?
I have no timeline. I have no, you know, I'm focused right now on how I'm going to go about getting the football team. How we're going to approach the next week, especially as we sit here and wait on our next opponent. So, like I said, I'm giving them a break right now, and we'll settle down, get some schedules together. We go back to work Thursday.
Do you have any concern if you didn't name one that would be sort of this cloud hanging over a player?
No, I don't have any concern because our football team understands we always have direction. They know, and we get together and we got direction, and like I said, they also understand that. Through the course of this season, what has taken place with our team and how we've handled it, and the fact that it has taken all of us, you know, they understand that. So I think right now they deserve to enjoy what they got accomplished yesterday, and then we need to get back to work Thursday.
Is Peyton one of the guys getting an MRI, or how did his foot respond?
I really don't know. Only guys I know getting MRIs right now have been a Stewart, I know for sure. Who else? Who are they, Patrick? Yeah, Chris Harris got an MRI. And then there's one more, DeMarcus. So there's three guys that got MRIs, and I will meet with Greek sometime later today.
What was Chris's injury?
His shoulder. Yeah, shoulder. So played through it, but actually just walked by him in the locker room. Pretty sore, so we'll see where we're at.
How did Peyton's foot respond? Do you know? Have you?
I can't speak for him. We just spoke briefly after the game. You know, I'm sure he'll stop by here with Greek today. But I think everything was okay. You know, I mean, played under center, played in the gun, played both. But he's been doing that the last couple of weeks. So, you know, we didn't have any I wouldn't say we went in with any saying we're going to sit in the gun. Or, you know, which is, hey, we're ready to go. Let's go play. So I think he's okay. Well, I think I said this after the game, but for me, it was his feedback to me, you know, and I, you know, as he came out of the cast, I don't know this timeline. I can't go back that far. As he came out of the cast, there were steps to take to getting back to work, and we made a lot of progress. And what was it, 2 weeks ago, we practiced a couple of days, and then Friday we had some but then we started over. We had the week on his own, which to me was a really good week. He actually worked harder probably than he would have worked had he been with the team, just because it was individualized, the workout and what we went through, and then the step to be with the football team yesterday, or not yesterday, but last week, where the team could see, hey, okay, feeling good, I'm ready to go, I'm back, you know, back available for this football team. So I just think the last 10 days, whatever, 10 days or 2 weeks were different, much different.
The way it developed yesterday, what do you think of Osweiler's confidence and whether he thinks you have confidence?
Oh, I guarantee he knows I got confidence in him, you know, and he knows his team has confidence in him. He's a tough young man, and, I know he's done a great job. I mean, everybody knows the job. We wouldn't be in the position we're in had he not done the job he's done, and our football team has really rallied around him. And, I've been fortunate, Mike. I've coached some great quarterbacks in this league. You know, I can think of three Hall of Fame quarterbacks that I had the pleasure of coaching. And becoming a quarterback in this league is it's a process, and boy, has he handled his opportunity really, really well. So I think he's a very tough young man, very talented young man, and he's got a lot of experience under his belt now. But I'm very proud of him, and he and I have a very good relationship. He knows what I believe, how much I believe in him, and how much the football team believes in him. So he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
When you told Tracy Wolfson he needs to get a hold of the team, what did you mean by that?
When I told who?
Tracy Wolfson that Brock needs to get a hold of the team, he needs to do his job. What did you mean by that?
I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about sideline?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, no, at halftime she asked me, I just said, we got to settle down. Our leadership of our football team needs to settle the team down. And I was talking about the group, you know. So, and we did that, you know. Everybody had to step up in the second half for us to get our job done. So, you know, I'm talking about the football team.
The fact that both Brock and Peyton have been during games, and that you've gone through this process the way you have, given you confidence, you can exercise patience, like they said, that it's not going to... You've been able to show respect for Peyton and give Brock confidence throughout this process. Does that give you confidence you can keep managing this way?
I mean, I'm going to always do what I think is best for the football team. I'm going to handle the football team, you know, the best way I think I possibly can. So, you know, those situations, I think they're both different, you know, without me sitting here and going through both of them. But I'm going to always, you know, like I said, try to do what I think gives our football team the best chance to win. So yesterday was no different.
Did you learn from the one with Peyton where maybe you waited a little too long against Kansas City?
I couldn't sit here and tell you what's the right time frame to wait or when to, you know, I just you get a feel for your football team and what's going on, and you have to make decisions as a coach, and you know, you make them and you go forward. But our football team believes in a lot of players on our team, not just a few. I can say that. So that's been a good thing for us.
Is there a manual for this situation?
If there is, I don't have it. I can tell you that. So you know, you keep working, and our football team has kept working and stayed positive, and we've talked about team all year long, and I think our guys have done a great job with that. And, you know, it was going on a lot of places yesterday. You look at the secondary with KO, you know, with Bush back there. You know, Brandon went out of the game early in the game. Tyler comes in. You know, it's going on a lot of places. The quarterback position gets a lot of attention, but it's been going on with our team all year long.
What if the quarterback situation gets so much attention? Is this easy, hard? What is it for you?
That's a good question. I would say it's enjoyable because of where we're at. You know, I mean, it's in this business, you work really, really hard to get in the position that we're in right now and to be a part of this next month. And, you know, there's always going to be tough decisions to make. This game's tough on everybody, coaches, players. I mean, it's a grind. The NFL is a tough season. Everybody's good. It's hard to win in this league, but you do it to get to the point that we're at today. So, like I said, I'm excited for the organization, the football team, the players. They've worked really hard to get here, the coaches. So we're gonna enjoy this. We're going to get back to work. And like I said, I think it's going to take everybody we got.
There's no manual for this thing. But when you're looking at this quarterback situation, you've got all the numbers, the analytics, but does it really come down to
I'll do what I think is best for the football team. You know, that's what I'll do. And, you know, so that's what I've always done. I'll continue to do. So I don't know if I answered your question.
You flipped the bye week strategy a little bit, the rest beginning of the week.
I've been through both. I don't know. I don't believe in working a few days and everybody running out of here for a long weekend, you know. I'd rather take our break right now, evaluate where we're at as a team physically, put a plan in place. I want everybody back here. Football's back on next weekend, even though we're not playing, but I want our focus on football next weekend, you know, knowing what's going on around the league and those type of things, you know. So that's the way we'll go about it.
Where is Brandon at? He only played the first three.
You know, he didn't go backwards or anything. You know, I made the comment to you guys that we were all in this game. We knew how important it was that we win this football game, you know, because from a physical standpoint, it would have been very difficult for us probably to bounce back real quick. So Brandon was ready to go. He worked hard to go. We did make a decision early in the game that, you know, and we were playing a lot of what we called dime, and Nick, so it was a little bit different. So I don't think we went backwards, you know, so we got a chance right here to get him a little bit more healthy. We got some time on our hands, so he'll fall into that category, probably about five or six guys on our team.
We're working on all three possible opponents right
now. Yeah, we've been doing that, Jeff. That's been in place. So we obviously are familiar with a couple of the teams without me going into all of them. Have not crossed paths with a couple of them, so we'll have a little bit more work to do there. But my focus is really going to be about us. You know, that's the thing. I want our players to stay focused on us. We got to play a lot better than we played yesterday. Our guys know that.
A few more for the coach. Guys on your offensive side of the ball, Gary, they're kind of in the dark about the quarterback. I think Demaryius told me after the game where he was just assuming that Brock would be the quarterback for the playoffs, and that was his guess because he hasn't heard anything. How are they able to handle this?
Well, our players will not be in the dark. I will never put them in the dark. You know, we'll know exactly what we're doing and which direction we're heading. I think our players deserve a lot of credit because they've responded to both. And that hasn't been, you know, I mean, it's those things have happened, you know, because of physical situations. But our players have played well. I mean, Damaris has had a really good season. Emmanuel's had a really good season. But our players believe in everybody on our roster, and that's a good thing for our team.
Does your opponent at all factor into your quarterback decision?
You know, I don't get into that. I worry about us. You know, I'm not worried about who we play or those things. I'm worried about our football team, our mindset, you know, our direction. So, no, I don't get too consumed with that stuff.
Final two, Mike and then Troy.
You talked about a right tackle last night with the switch you made. Do you think you might go forward with Palumbus here?
I think I'll go back to the fact that I think everybody's going to play. You know, we're in a situation yesterday where that's what Clancy does for a living. He coaches those guys, and he felt like putting Tyler in was a good move for us as a football team. We know Michael's a young player. We've got three very young players that are playing up front for us. And Tyler responded and played well. So I think it'll continue to take all of us, you know. How do we go about that? We'll make a decision here over the next couple of weeks. So.
Last one, Troy. Would that at all be related to the quarterback in terms of right tackle?
No, I don't think so. It's just about what we think is best for our group, you know, our best five, and how do we play the best. And it's kind of been that way all year long. I don't think yesterday was any different.
Okay, Gary, thank you, Coach. Can you just
talk about you finished number one in defense first time in franchise?
Yeah, that's really special. You know, going into the game, I think, you know, that was something we talked about. We had a pretty good lead, I think, going into the game as far as yardage and how we would finish. But, you know, Wade and the coaches come in and done a great job. The players responded to Wade's scheme very well. And I think the thing that I'm most proud of is the fact that there's a lot of guys involved in that. It's not like – and we've had our problems defensively, health-wise, but everybody's pitched in. We continue to play good defense. And we made a big move offensively, too. You look at the last 4 or 5 weeks, I think we moved 10, 12 spots, you know, and end of season, I think, in the top half, or I think 15th or 16th, something like that. So we continue to make progress as a team, and we can get better, so that's exciting.